You might have heard of a book called The Travels of Marco Polo. 700 years ago, it was a big bestseller across Europe. But Marco's book wasn't exactly truthful in a lot of respects. He didn't end up the ruler of the city of Yangzhou, and he definitely didn't introduce catapults into China either. In one chapter, Marco even talks about spirits haunting the Gobi Desert. This is what he says.
When travelers are on the move by night, and one of them chances to lag behind or to fall asleep, he will hear spirits talking and will suppose them to be his comrades. Even in the daytime, one hears those spirits talking. And sometimes you shall hear the sound of a variety of musical instruments.
Evil spirits haunting the desert? It sounds crazy, especially from the guy who saw a rhino and thought it was a unicorn. But Marco Polo was right about one thing. That sound that he heard, it wasn't created by anything living. I'm Annie Eubank, and this is Atlas Obscura, a celebration of the world's strange, incredible, and wondrous places. Today, an audio postcard from the desert of Badain Jaram, home of the booming dunes. You're about to hear a rare sound today, one that not too many people have gotten to experience. We're going to have a little fun with that sound. After this.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Imagine you're at the beach. It's a windy day, and in between the crashing of the waves and the screaming of the seagulls, you hear a high-pitched noise. Looking away from the water, you see the wind picking up the dry sand, and this is where the whistling noise is coming from, because as the sand is lifted up, the grains rub together, creating a short, high-frequency sound. Now, if these whistling sands are like a kazoo, then the booming dunes of Badain Jaram are like a tuba. They can hold a note for as long as 15 minutes, and they are loud, and they are low. If you were Marco Polo and you didn't know any better, it's understandable if you thought that you were hearing demons in the desert. Booming dunes can be found all over the world, from California to Argentina. And people have always been a little frightened of that sound. Around the same time as Marco Polo, the Chinese writer Ma Duanlin heard it too. And this is what he wrote. It has often happened that travelers, going aside to see what these sounds are, have strayed from their course and have been entirely lost, for they were the voices of spirits and goblins. Going back even further, a Buddhist monk in the 5th century traveled the Gobi Desert. He heard the same sound, and he called it the sound of demons. He also said that those who encountered them would, quote, perish without exception. But by the 19th century, we pretty much knew it wasn't spirits or goblins. It was just the sand dunes making noise. The Gobi Desert, where Marco, Ma Duanlin, and the Buddhist monk all heard these noises, it's a big place. We're talking 500,000 square miles, bigger than Texas and California put together. And one of the biggest regions of the Gobi Desert is called Badain Jaram. It's in China's Inner Mongolian Autonomous Region. And here, in Badain Jaram, is the biggest area of booming dunes on the planet. In Chinese, it's called the Shijie Mingsha Wangguo, which translates to the Singing Sand Kingdom. So we're going to talk about the science of what makes these dunes boom. But first, I want to let you know that the sounds that you've heard so far, that you're hearing right now, these are actual recordings of the booming dunes of Badain Jaran, the work of Isabel Clouder and Rob Melender, two sound artists that actually went to the dunes to record them in 2001.
I could feel that through the floor.
Fantastic.
Amazing, isn't it?
There's all kinds of cool stuff in this desert. It's the home to the largest stationary sand dunes on Earth. The biggest one, Bilutu Peak, is taller than the Empire State Building. At the bottom of these dunes, there are dozens of tiny lakes that researchers are obsessed with, trying to figure out how they got there. And then there's the Singing Sand Kingdom on the southeast edge of the desert. And this is a sandy mountain range of musical megadunes. The booming dunes of Badain Jaran are loud, up to 105 decibels loud. That's like standing next to a running motorcycle or a jackhammer. This sound is caused by a combination of incredibly specific circumstances. One caveat, even scientists are not entirely sure of all this, but here's the main idea. The wind in the desert is constantly pulling sand off of the top of the dunes, causing small avalanches. And as the grains of sand fall, they rub against each other, and it creates a vibration, a steady hum. But to make this sound, the grains of sand have to be really round, and it has to be dry. In winter, the dunes are a little wet, so there's no singing. And to achieve this intense volume of 105 decibels, you need some big dunes. Researchers think that the size and the shape of the dunes can turn them into giant speakers, amplifying the sound way more than the dunes at your local beach. Here's something fun, though. Anyone can make these dunes boom, if the conditions are right. Shifting the sand with your hands or with your body can actually make the sound. In fact, most of these recordings you're hearing by Rob and Isabel were created by climbing the dunes and sliding down. Their bodies are taking the place of the wind and forcing the sand to move. But here's the not so fun thing. Scientists say that for booming dunes to boom, they need clean sand with nothing getting in the way of the friction of each grain. If the dunes come into contact with too many people, it changes the nature of the sand. One of China's most famous musical dunes is called Dunhuang's Singing Sand Mountain. It's been a major tourist attraction for decades. But because of all of the cars and the golf carts, the camels, the feet, and the general human contact, these dunes no longer make a sound. The sand is just too dirty now. Badain Jaran, on the other hand, is relatively off the beaten tourist path. The dunes there still boom for all listeners near and far. So, if you do go, perhaps admire the dunes from a distance. That way, they'll keep singing forever. To end this episode, we reached out to a musician, Tamir Hargana. He's from Inner Mongolia, and he's a traditional throat singer. We asked Tamir to sing along to the sound of the booming dunes, which you're hearing now. He also sang a few verses from a traditional Mongolian folk song, Tamin Jing, Nomad Camel Song. Look at the prints of camels walking from the other side of sky. Walking in the Gobi Desert, camels carrying the sky. Thank you.
天佑，为阴天黑大了后，天天天天那是冷。
All of the Dune sounds that you've heard in this episode are from Myths of Origin, Sonic Ephemera of East Asia. It was recorded by Isabel Clowder and Rob Melender, and copies are available on and-or.org. That's and-or.org. Thanks to Dale Lloyd, the founder of And Or, for hooking me up with the recordings. And thanks to our musical guest, Tamir Hargana, and to Connie Zhao for connecting us. Our podcast is a co-production of Atlas Obscura and Witness Docs. The production team includes
Doug Baldinger,
Chris Naka,
Camille Stanley,
Sarah Wyman,
Tracy Samuelson,
John Delore,
Peter Clowney.
Our technical director is
Casey Holford.
Our theme and end credit music is by Sam Tyndall. This episode was mixed by
Luce Fleming.
I'm Annie Eubank, and I'll see you next time.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
The world isn't wide enough for those with an insatiable desire for discovery. The all-new 2024 Lincoln Nautilus Hybrid SUV offers the power and freedom to explore further and deeper than ever before. Intuitive, smart features ensure that you're always connected to the road ahead. Inside, a thoughtfully designed cabin immerses you in a universe that is all your own. The larger-than-life panoramic display spans the entire width of the cabin. It's customizable and interactive. Drivers can even personalize their backgrounds with a series of nature-inspired themes. This vehicle signals the arrival of an exciting new chapter for Lincoln. Discover more about the 2024 Lincoln Nautilus at Lincoln.com.